I want to talk about some of the medical studies. You mentioned one by a guy named Jacob Nielsen that was conducted in 2006, where he had these 232 people put a small camera that tracked their eye movements. Tell me what he was trying to prove there and what he did prove.
Yeah, he was studying how do people read or how do they look at web pages when they come across written words, text on web pages. And so he outfitted, as you said, the bunch of people with little cameras that tracked their eye movements. And what he found was that there's a particular pattern that people, in the way people move their eyes when they look at a web page, and it's the letter F. So what you do is you glance across an entire line toward the top of the page, and maybe a line or two, and then your eye kind of drifts down the left side of the page and then maybe goes halfway across a couple of more lines and then kind of just drifts down a little further down the page on the left side. And so what he found was that, you know, when we're reading, quote unquote, online, we're actually not doing that much reading. We're skimming words in this F pattern and really only reading a small percentage of the words we come across. So even though we talk about reading online and reading in books or print as if they were the same thing, in fact, we read very differently when we go onto our computers and go onto the internet than when we sit down with a printed page.
This guy said that they reported that most web pages are viewed for like 10 seconds or less, and fewer than 1 in 10 viewed go beyond 2 minutes.
Right, and even some of those that go beyond 2 minutes, they believe that a lot of that is because people go away from their computer or they just leave the web page open behind other things, other windows that they're working on. So, you know, it's pretty clear that when we go online, our major behavior is to jump very quickly from piece of information or from page of information to the next page. And very rarely do we slow down and read deeply or take in information in a kind of calm or attentive manner.
One of the other studies, a lady named Zhu, I don't even know if it's a he or a she, Erping Zhu,
yeah,
where they had these two different groups of students, I guess, or different groups of
yeah.
people. In what was that study?
Well, this is a very fascinating study. What this woman did is she got two groups of people, or actually she got a bunch of people, and she had them read the same piece of writing online, and all she did was vary the number of links in the piece of writing, so not just the number of words that were highlighted as hyperlinks. And what she found was that as the number of links increased, reading comprehension declined. And that happened whether or not people clicked on the links or not. And so, in other words, you know, when we go online, we know that there are all these links and we love to click on them, and each one is a kind of distraction that can take us away to a new piece of information. But what she found was just having those links there, just having those highlighted or underlined words is a distraction even if you don't click on them. Because what happens is your brain, and particularly the decision-making parts of your brain, have to activate very briefly to say, gee, oh, here's a link. Is this something I should click on or not? And each one of those little distractions undermines in a small but measurable way our reading comprehension, because anytime you're distracted in the act of reading, you comprehend a little less than if you were really paying deep attention.